member of the clergy. People's souls would be uplifted. Perhaps if you were in politics, finally we would clean up that cesspool that is Washington. But you went into radio, and we thank you for your brilliance, your genius, and the greatness that you are. Please don't go. I'm begging you for the last time, please don't go. Love, Karen. Karen, thank you very much. And the card says, the best things in life aren't things, they're people like you. Thank you for your gift of friendship. It's a very nice card. Now I'm going to open up the present with a little Lolita Adams tape. It's kind of a gospel tape. There's a little bear here with a St. Patrick's Day. Oh, look at this, man. This may be like a beer mug or something. Oh, it's a coffee cup. And it says, someone in Minnesota loves you. So I think that Karen's in love with me now, Jim. I'm getting the feeling now. Getting the feeling. Now, Karen, I really appreciate it. And here's a shamrock, kind of an Irish deal. World's cutest leprechaun. Okay. And the little bear. This is great stuff. We get a lot of mail the last few days, and it's all been great mail. I don't know what to say to you guys other than I'm getting every piece of mail. I read every single one of them. The ones that start out, Dear Mr. Henry, though, I throw away because I assume that it's hate mail. So I never read the hate mail. Never. So anything that says, Dear Mr. Henry, or Hey You, or To Whom It May Concern, it goes right into the garbage. But the ones that start off, Dear Phil, or You Genius You, of course I read all of that. And I appreciate all of those, too, from the bottom of my heart. Thank you. I mean it. I don't know what to do. I can't answer it all, but we're sending out pictures to anybody who wants pictures. We're signing them uniquely, kind of a different inscription for each one. It's the least I can do before we bomb out of here for the land of the sunburn. It's the Phil Henry Show here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Our number is 989-9226. I want you to stick around. I had Walter on the line there. He was making a couple of jokes, but he has a spring holiday vacation package that you are going to want to hear about. It's 10 minutes after 10 on WCCO News Talk 830. And our weather, overnight clear and cool with a low of 8 degrees. On Wednesday, mostly sunny and warmer, and 34 will be the high temperature. Thursday, sunny and a high of 20.
Hey, little girl, comb your hair, fix your makeup.
Talking about your rear end.
No, I'm not talking about
Walter,
that.
Didn't he? I heard him talk about his rear end.
Yeah, good. I'm glad you got that other voice in there.
Well, I'm glad that you like my...
No, I don't mine. Like your voice.
Do you like mine?
No.
Do you like my rear end?
No.
Well, you're talking all about it.
I am?
Yeah, you talked about this, that, and the other thing. Phil, you ought to cut this guy off.
I did, but he won't go away.
You know, this is really great because all of these people that are listening to me on the radio tonight, this is really great to find out that maybe you really are leaving.
That you like your rear end. This is the only thing we've gotten so far out of you. Do you support Porcuse?
Are you kidding me?
No, I am not. Do you support Porcuse?
Are you kidding me again?
Well, I'll answer it the same way. No, I'm not. Now, I'd like to ask you again. Have you ever worn a pork suit?
No, sir.
Have you ever worn a pork suit? You remember that conversation we had there, Walter?
Hello?
I'm sorry, we had a phone problem. You remember that conversation?
Yes, I remember the conversation. The man was... He didn't have much of a sense of humor.
I want to hear a little bit about this whirlwind vacation. Are you guys going to eat that cake, Tasha? How come you're all dressed up tonight? You're looking really good. Jim Erickson is free. He's free for the next few weeks. You had pictures for school? Oh, really? Brown Institute? Little graduation picture? Take that around on your resume. Take that around to a radio station, the class photo, you know? Most bosses, they like they want a publicity photo, but like a class picture or something would be cool. Anyway, are you going to eat that, Danny? You're licking the icing with your finger. What is this?
It's chocolate.
Good. Is that how you feel? Were you born with a barn door open? Huh? Is it chocolate? You haven't fallen over yet. Are you going to eat it? Danny, she heard me say, a listener brought this by, and I think it could be poison. Now she's going, well, I don't know. She's walking around with icing on her finger. What, are you going to wipe it off in your pants? Eat it. How is it? Okay, she's turning blue, folks. She's going into a paroxysm of physical abuse. Okay, Walter, hold the line, will you? Because I got a couple of calls here I got to get to.
Will do.
Phil Henry with Walter Flowers tonight here on WCCO News Talk 830. I want you to get out a pencil and paper and write down some of the things that Walter will be telling you. And then I want you to call up and see if you got any interest, because we've got a vacation package that you're going to love for the spring. The winter months are coming to an end here in the great state of Minnesota, and a great spring whirlwind vacation is coming up. Bob, on a car phone, hello.
Yes. Who am I speaking with?
This is the general manager of WCCO, Rand Gottlieb.
How are you, Ryan?
Very good, sir.
Sound a little bit like Phil.
Well,
what are we talking about tonight?
Why'd you call?
I've never called in to CCO before.
Are you lonesome?
No, actually,
you just feel
I'm
like
on my
human
way
kind?
Home meeting my wife.
But, is your heart filled with pain?
No.
Are you lonesome tonight?
For the simple fact that I always wondered why I listened to CCO. I sat there, I would get up in the morning, and I'd get in my vehicle and head to work. And I'd have these guys on, Roger Erickson.
Are you at a Hardee's drive-thru right now, sir? Because I can hear the chicken sizzling in the background.
Yeah, I just pulled out of there. I got a couple of burgers,
yeah,
a couple of fries, and...
You're just avoiding going home, aren't you, sir?
I was just... Well, no, actually, I'm anxious to get home and eat my burgers and...
In front of your wife and your starving kids?
No, I have no kids.
Okay.
I'm one of those young guys.
Is your wife the kind that grabs the burger out of your hand and goes, oh, is it got cheese on it? Let me taste it.
No, she doesn't eat hamburgers. I brought her a roast beef, though. She's going to be very happy.
I hate that. I had a girlfriend once. I'd come home with a big chili fries and a whole bit, and she'd start wanting to share it, right? That's why I started beating her. I mean, a guy can't stand that.
No. The reason I called is this.
The reason I called?
I listen to this station, and I always wondered why, because these guys in the morning drive me nuts. They drive me crazy. I mean, they're like 90 years old.
No, let's not.
They don't know what they're talking about.
Don't go dissing my main man.
And the reason I find out I listen to the station, I just realized it tonight, because I get Walt Flowers, Phil Henry, and this crazy guy from Dallas late in the night as I'm on my way home from my job. I'm a lawyer, by the way.
Bob, could I...
I work these late nights.
Bob, this is Walter Flowers. Could I ask you a question?
Yeah, you bet, Walt.
Would you be interested in a whirlwind spring vacation that we're planning?
A whirlwind spring vacation? Where?
It's a wonder... It's 10 cities in 20... Now, you see, why are people laughing, Phil?
Because a lot of the stuff you do in a show is so shticky and stupid that people aren't taking you serious. Tell the man what you got. This is a great deal, Bob. Listen to this.
Wow, this is 10 cities in 20 days, 10 American, North American cities, and I'll tell you where you get to go. How about this? You can take your way, and you're not going to believe the price either.
Okay.
You can go to Monterey, California, Palm Springs.
Very cool, very cool. Hilton, I'm digging that.
Hilton Head Island, South Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
Aspen, Colorado.
Yeah, Ryan Motley practices down there.
How about this one, Honolulu, Hawaii?
Oh, I'm digging that, but right. I like Lahaina a little bit better.
All right, well, you can take a hop over there if you want.
Yeah.
Santa Fe, New Mexico.
All right, cool.
Snow Valley, Idaho.
How much does this gig cost me?
This is going to be $500 per person.
Where do I write the check?
Okay, you're interested?
You bet.
Very good. Do you like boxing?
I love boxing.
Well, it's a boxing holiday. What's so funny?
Well, boxing holiday? What do you mean, a boxing holiday? Who are we celebrating, Raging Bull or Muhammad Ali?
What you do is we go from each city, and in each city you get to go 15 rounds with a sparring partner. You get up in the morning and box all day. Isn't that relaxing?
I'm in it.
What the hell is
I'm
that? You
it.
Get up in the morning and box all day.
Well, listen to Roger Erickson and Sid Hartman.
Wait a minute. Walter, are you telling me that you're putting people on a whirlwind vacation, and every day of this trip, they got to go 15 rounds with somebody?
What's wrong with that? People love boxing. It's relaxing.
Yo, Walter, that's better than 15 minutes of Sid Hartman.
What about his wife? She got a box, too?
They have the whole family boxes.
Gentlemen, yeah. I love you, Phil. Good luck in whatever you're doing and wherever you're going.
He's not interested anymore, Walter. Yeah, see you later. See, you lost him with that boxing holiday crap. Terry in East St. Louis. Terry?
Boxing holiday? What the hell are you talking about, Walt?
What are you talking about? You were never going to get a price like that in 20 American cities. Are you crazy?
I thought it was 10 American cities.
It's 20 days, 10 American cities. That's what
get
I'm
it
saying.
Right, boy.
Boy?
Yeah.
Did you call me boy?
Yeah, I did. 70. What a twist.
I've spilt more than you drunk.
Oh, come on, Jack.
Let me tell you what. You listen to me. I can't believe the disrespect that I'm getting.
Well, explain the trip to people. It sounds like a great deal. $500, Terry, 10 cities.
Yeah.
10 cities in 20 days. You get two nights in each city, Walter?
For $150. For $150. I bring you down to East St. Louis.
What is $150?
That's right, man. $150. I bring you down to East St. Louis. You can spar with my partner, and you can do that. On $150, you can see the sights of East St. Louis. What do you think about
I'm
that?
I'm telling you, you knucklehead, that you can get for $500.
Yeah, well, what the hell
holiday.
Are you talking about,
you
man?
Well, tell us, what's a typical day like on this trip, Walter?
A typical day is you get up, you have a continental breakfast.
A pork burger.
Don't, you know, just listen to me, will you? You get a continental breakfast, your choice of buttered roll, or some...
Buttered roll, Walter? You mean a... What is a buttered roll?
I said a buttered roll.
You did not. You said buttered roll. We heard it distinctly.
You'll get a choice of a buttered roll, a buttered roll. I'm an old man. Have some respect. A buttered roll and coffee or continental cuisine. Then you go into the gym and box for 15 rounds and then break for lunch. And you have a delicious fruit salad with your choice of a cheeseburger. I'm having a difficult time, all right?
A cheese blurgler or a bloodled roll. Okay, go ahead. And then you come out of the ring bloodied.
Then you go out and you go into the afternoon session where you box another 40 rounds. It's relaxing.
So at the end of this trip, you are beaten to a bloody pulp.
You're walking around like Muhammad Ali.
You got Parkinson's disease after this trip, you idiot. I thought this was some kind of a wonderful, relaxing trip, and I'm going to get the crap kicked out of me for 20 cities.
You're going to go 20 rounds. 40 rounds.
This is nuts. Hold on, Terry. Both you guys, hold on. This is not, I can't. I'm telling you. 1022, News Talk 830 WCCO. So, Tasha, you're looking very beautiful tonight. Clear and cool, low of 8, Wednesday mostly sunny and warmer, and 34, I know, is past a certain age, it's not a compliment anymore, it's child molestation, isn't it? I'm sorry. Clear and cool, low of 8, Wednesday mostly sunny and warmer, and 34 Thursday, sunny and a high of 27, currently mostly clear and 17 in the Twin Cities at News Talk 830 WCCO.
It's easy to find a sale on something nobody wants.
Households with children report their children have to miss meals due to lack of money for food. So what is that? About 25% of American households have children who cannot eat in the morning. Well, that's good. Yeah, we're really moving forward. As media sponsors, WCCO Radio and WCCO TV encourage you to make a cash or non-perishable food item donation to participating Minnesota Food Share drop sites. 989-9226. Could you do me a favor, Danny, and get a plate out of there? Because I got a piece of this cake in my hand. It's got about 17 inches worth of frosting on it. It's wild. Every kind of dye imaginable, everything from the Center for Disease Control tells you not to eat. This is really good. It's marble cake, and it's a going-away present. Oh, man. Excuse me, I gotta lick my fingers. Man, it's pretty good. Let me get back here to Terry and... Walter Flowers. Anyway, go ahead, Terry.
Man, you know, Walter, that sounds about as crazy as the night that you had that thing crawling on your leg. You remember that?
I was undergoing an alcoholic relapse.
DT, is that what you're talking about?
That is crazy. About $500 for 10 cities in 20 days. I'm asking you that right now, Mr.
Yeah, but
Henry.
Let me ask you a question, Walter.
What?
Would you say how many rounds in the afternoon?
You
is
can go anywhere
rounds?
From 15 to 40 rounds.
Here's my deal. Here's my deal. You come to East St. Louis, $150, all right?
Uh-huh.
You can spar with my man, and if you
Who's
can go...
Your man?
With my man. My Who? Man, Virgil.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you go with my man, Virgil, and if you still standing after two rounds with him, your whole trip is free. Plus, I'll buy you dinner at the local deli.
After how many rounds?
Two rounds.
This is a trip that...
this is for real, baby.
All right, I don't want to talk to this knucklehead anymore.
Well, I mean, the point is, Walter, it sounds like a great trip until you get to the part where it's a boxing holiday. I don't understand that. You know, how do you take a family with a wife and children, the whole thing, and then send them out on the road? Now, do you fly or do you go by bus or what?
This is a beautiful trip. It's all by rail. All by rail.
Oh, that's great. So they get, what do they get, deluxe berths and stuff?
Deluxe berths, and all of your food complimentary, and then you go to each city.
Yeah, but you can't eat nothing if you got your head beat in.
That's exactly right. I mean, what if your jaw's wired shut after the very first city?
Think about it, man. Think about it.
Let me tell you something, Henry. You know, I'm, for one, am not going to be sorry to see you go. Let me just put that there. I come on the program to try to get... And the guy down here in St. Paul is laughing at me.
St. Paul? I'm a little ways away from St. Paul.
I come on your program to give the listeners of WCCO an opportunity of a lifetime.
But all that comes out of your mouth is dribble.
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 Right, dribble.
Dribble,
right.
Boy.
The problem with you, son, is you don't know a bargain when you see it, so that's all.
Sorry, boy. Just,
you know, you should learn a little self-discipline, and a boxing holiday would teach you that.
I'm already a boxer, fool.
Boxing
That's what
holiday.
I'm saying. You go two rounds with me, I give you your money back.
Do you know how Rocky Road started?
Who?
Rocky Road?
Rocky Marciano.
Oh, really? That sounds a lot like Rocky Road.
How did Rocky Marciano start?
On a boxing holiday. His mother took
him
on a boxing holiday. They went to 15 American cities, and in every town he beat the hell out of everybody. And...
Oh,
well, it's too weird, man. It's too weird. Well, I'll see if we get any other interest. If you guys have any interest in the Walter Flowers 10 American cities in 20 days, $500 sounds great. Do we have to box? I mean, can we stay in our rooms?
Well, you have to be involved in the tour. Otherwise, what's
the point? Are you
going
to box, Walter?
Yes, I'm a very good fighter. I was a middleweight in my prime. You give me, take away 40 years, I'd take you on in a New York.
Yeah, take away 40 years, I suppose.
Right. Terry, listen, thanks. I'm going to run. Thanks for the call. 1028 at WCCO News Talk 830.
The fastest time on record for making a bed is held by Wendy.
And feed quarters into a machine. Here's an opportunity for the seniors, a very reasonable price, to go out and get some exercise and see some of the great American landscape. And that, notwithstanding that idiot you had on the phone from East St. Louis, this is, you can box whoever you can box other members of the tour group, you can box the tour leaders if you want, you can spar. It's a wonderful thing. I think that people have got boxing all wrong, and they think it's some kind of a strenuous sport. I enjoy it immensely.
Here's Tim in Oakdale. Tim, you're on WCCO.
Good evening, Phil.
Good evening.
I hope you remember me calling about 6 weeks ago and asking you what was wrong with your show. You remember that?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do.
Well?
I do.
What do you think was wrong?
Depression. I don't know. I started to play with roadkill.
Phil?
I was playing with roadkill, and I felt that there was something wrong.
I've come around to a lot of your antics.
Went into my house. There were the mummified remains of a fox in there.
You know, it took a while to come around to your show, and now that I'm here, you're leaving. And I'm a little upset by that.
Why are you upset? This is Walter Flowers, Tim.
Hi, Walter.
Why are you upset?
Well,
I'm glad that the jackass is leaving.
Maybe you can see that Phil can't, because he kept intimating that night we talked that if only there were things he could say, there's things I don't know, if I could say this, and he never came around to the...
I'm not his wife. I don't know. What were you saying, Phil?
I don't know. Just frustration about life, maybe. Things that you don't really want to share with people.
You don't want to, do you?
Well, what do you want me to say? You want me to come out with my innermost feelings and stuff?
Yeah, I just want some inner juice.
Inner juice, huh? Boy, are you getting personal.
What does that mean, inner juice? Juice.
What is that? Yeah, what's that all about? Is that like,
What's new, pussycat?
Is that what we're talking, huh? Huh? Because if it is, Tim, I'm cutting you off.
No, don't, please.
I just feel that the time is right for me to move on, and who's going to pass up a big, you know, money-making opportunity? I'm going to get into this Saturday night in greater depth. I really don't want to do any farewells or explanations tonight.
Well, just answer me a couple of basic questions, because I only heard this just a little while ago.
What?
Where are you going?
I'm going to Miami.
You've got a gig going down there?
Yeah.
And also...
Well, that is one town that's fallen apart at the seams.
Miami's a great city.
You said...
What have they got there that we haven't got?
How about the National Hockey League?
That's true.
You said at one point that you didn't think that they had anything going up the dial there, on the AM dial, the other talk.
Uh-huh.
I just want to know, do you really think that? Or
oh, yeah, absolutely.
That?
I really don't.
Don't you think that that's kind of a venue that you'd really shine at, though?
No way. They didn't have the guts to hire me once. They had my tape before this place did, and they didn't hire me.
They're like a daytimer compared to
you. There's only two stations in America that would put my show on the air, to be perfectly honest with you. Two of them. One's in Miami, the other's in Chicago. WLUP, The Loop.
I've listened to that.
Yeah. I mean, that's just, you know, they're not going to... What do they do up the dial? They do a bunch of that newsprint talk. You know, what about the DFL? And what do you guys think about all these... And they try to do their zany political talk. It's just a bore.
Let me ask you.
Now they hired a wrestler to do their morning show. There's a great thing. What does that say about the business I'm in? There's a wrestler doing the morning show over there. Thank you very much.
He's amazing.
A lot of respect for broadcasters up there, isn't there?
Let me ask you four questions. Four quick people I'd like your opinion on, then I'll hang up.
If there's people in town on other stations, I got no comment.
Okay. Just generically. CJ, Rand Gottlieb, Barbara Carlson, Westminster. And Phil...
CJ is a bigot. CJ is not a journalist. She's a bigot. She is a person who's purposely kept me out of her column for personal spiteful reasons. She is not a writer. She has the most boring gossip column that I've ever read in my life. I mean, she writes about people who are completely dull, like politicians and circuit court judges. And she's kept me out of her column for a personal spiteful bigoted reason. Who else?
Rand Gottlieb.
Rand is one of the greatest general managers that I ever worked for in my life. He understands talent more than anybody thinks that he does. He's been vilified and put down in the press by ignoramuses like CJ and like Brian Lambert and other people because they don't know anything about radio. He's a great general manager, and this station is just going to do nothing but succeed under him. Who else?
Barbara Carlson.
No comment. Who else?
Wes Minter.
Wes is a great talent, and Wes is going to steal a lot of steam there 9 to noon. He really is. He's going to pull
great.
A lot of numbers. Thanks for calling, Timmy.
Have a good day.
See you later.
It's
21 minutes away from 11 at WCCO. Jim in Hastings, hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
I'd like to talk to Walter. Now, is he a ringer that's on every night? I don't listen to your program much, but
Walter Flowers
sounds the same.
Well, Walter Flowers is a commentator. Walter, you tell Jim.
I'm a local writer, and I've also been a commentator in the Twin Cities for a number of years.
Okay, well, I'm very good. I enjoyed your show. I just listened the last couple nights, and I've called twice. But you were going into the old Southern bit the other night. Now, how do you pronounce that town in Mississippi, Biloxi?
Biloxi?
No, you pronounce that Biloxi.
Okay.
So
what
I
are you talking about, Jim?
Okay, now you're a middleweight boxer, and I used to box. What's the top weight on... middleweight boxer. I don't believe you all the time. So.
Why don't you believe me? Listen, I'm not going to answer all these stupid questions.
Okay, if you're a middleweight boxer, how much can you weigh when you go into the ring for a championship fight?
Are you a fighter?
Weigh so much.
Are you a fighter?
I have been.
Then you ought to go on our boxing holiday.
No, you just tell me what the weight
you
is.
Don't have the guts, huh? I'll go.
You got all kinds of guys that shoot that bull that used to be boxers that got broken noses and all that.
Let me tell you
something. And if you don't know the weight of the division, I don't think you've ever been a boxer.
I was a boxer from 1937 to 1945, and I'll tell you who I fought, too. When he was coming up, Barney Ross. Ever heard the name?
Barney Ross,
he's
welterweight.
I fought him.
Did you know that?
He was also a middleweight, and I fought him coming up. Next question. That's right. And I'll tell you what.
I'm going down.
I gave as good as I got, too. And I also fought... I fought Annie Railback.
Okay, did you ever hear of Jackie Graves?
Never heard of him. Sounds
okay,
like a
bum. Okay, well, you're a real old-time boxing authority from the Twin Cities.
Sounds like a palooka to me.
Well, he was a pretty good featherweight there.
Listen, why don't you put your money where your mouth is and come on this boxing holiday.
I'm not going to fight
you. I'll spar you 15 rounds. You'll know you're in a...
I'd go about one round, and you'd be done. So, okay, I'm going to hang up.
Done.
Thank you very much.
You sound like a sissy to me, pal.
Oh, well, okay. Goodbye.
Come on, put your money where your mouth is.
Well, I enjoy talking to you anyhow.
15 rounds.
Huh?
I love you.
15 rounds. Oh, I don't
love
want
you.
Any love.
I need
aggression. Goodbye.
I need your love. I need your love.
All right, Walter, he hung up. Come on now, buck up, pal. Come on, Walter. You challenge him to a fight, then you say, I need your love. What do you think he's going to do?
18 away from 11. Joe and Egan, you're on WCCO.
Yeah, Phil, how you doing?
Good.
Good. I've listened to you since you come on the air, and first time I've called in, though, and what you just said about CJ. Oh, no, tell Walter
come
to
on,
calm
man.
Down.
Come on, man. Relax, will you? You need some time, Walter?
Just a moment. unfortunately, it's going to sound to her and her fans like sour grapes, but you're speaking the truth. And
well, I happen to know why she kept me out of her column, because I did a black African dialect when she interviewed me about a year or so ago, which she took as some kind of a racial commentary.
Well,
and so for purely personal reasons, I'm not in her column anymore.
Well, she needs to get over it.
Well, I mean, I'd like to ask CJ this question.
Mm-hmm.
CJ, if you think that I was doing a slam on African Americans, how many other of my characters are black? Because I do have other black characters, CJ, but would you be able to identify them? No, you wouldn't either. Because you have a certain way, in your mind, the way African Americans are supposed to sound. You have got a bigoted racial bent and stereotype in your mind. Because I do a lot of characters on this show, and not all of them are white.
Yeah,
you see,
they're all
I wonder
though.
If she ever would have if she'd ever take the time to call me up and say, you know, Phil, maybe you do some black characters that don't have that stereotypical dialect.
But that's kind of your whole purpose, isn't it? I mean, to get across to the people that
certain characters serve a certain purpose. Exactly.
You know. Yeah.
But for a journalist, a supposed journalist to say, well, that does it. I'm not going to give him any mention because he's a certain kind of person. She's not a journalist. She's you know what she thinks she is, which she isn't. And the same thing with the rest of those people. They think they're personalities, see?
Mm-hmm.
They're not. I am. I'm the entertainer. I'm the personality. They write about me. See, they're just the people who scribble for a living.
Well, see, that means you're doing a good job, I guess, when you get in the paper, you know? No, I just want to wish you lots of luck in my
head. Boy, aren't you on your high horse tonight?
Well, I'm just a little, upset.
Well, back off, will you? It's getting nauseating.
All right, I'm sorry. Yeah, Joe, anything else?
No, I just wanted to wish you good luck, and
well, thank you,
it's been real, real good listening to you.
Thanks, my friend.
All right.
Bye-bye. 16 away from 11 at WCCO News Talk 830. Don't miss the new Wes Minter Show weekday mornings at 9 a.m. on WCCO News Talk 830. Wes Minter, 9 to noon. This guy is a star in the making. This guy is going to make people drop their lutefisk in their lap. I mean, jaws will hit the floor. You watch this time next year, Minter. I give it 12 months, number one, 9 to noon. Look me up, Miami, Florida, if I'm wrong. Of course, I haven't got a home address yet, but look me up, Miami, Florida, if I'm wrong. Wes Minter, 9 to noon on WCCO News Talk 830.
Where do you go for my ways to play?
Where do you go for my ways to win?
Where do you go for fun?
Sub-zero. Mostly sunny and warmer tomorrow. 34 degrees will be the high, and on Thursday, sunny and a high of 27. But I understand by the weekend it'll be up around 40, low 40s on the weekend with a lot of sunshine. Right now, currently mostly clear and 17 degrees here at WCCO News Talk 830. Ryan in Andover, hello.
Hi, Phil. It's been a pleasure listening to you all these times, I suppose you'd say.
Thanks.
Since everyone's been trying to probe into you psychologically here, I thought I'd inquire as to what kind of movies you like.
Well, I'm a big Eastwood fan.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I like The Last Emperor was one of my favorites. It depends. You know, I like Eastwood for just pure escapist fun stuff.
The spaghetti westerns?
Yeah, I like the spaghetti stuff. I like Dirty Harry, even though a lot of them are really cheesily made, you know.
Well,
I mean, Magnum Force, give me a break, but The Gauntlet was pretty stupid, too. But Eastwood's got that character that's pretty funny. He's always got a line or two, you know, that I really enjoy. I like just about, I can't say all of Nicholson's movies, but I liked a lot of them. Chinatown. Give you an idea, my favorite movie of all time is Chinatown.
Oh, really?
I have to say it's Chinatown, yeah. It just was well-written, well-acted, great stuff.
You ever seen them Ernest films?
Yeah, great art. Great
good,
classic
yeah.
art, Beverly Hillbillies. I
art
love that
direction
guy just
there,
spitting
yeah.
into the camera. It's great stuff.
Anything with him.
Yeah, anything with Ernest.
Yeah,
Jim,
boy.
What's the guy's name, Varney?
Jim Varney. Varney, I believe, yes. Quite a genius of our age.
I mean, I'm telling you, this guy is Ingmar Bergman ain't got nothing on him.
No.
Put him behind a camera, I say. Yeah. We'll see what we get.
His vision could guide an army,
an army
even
of
even more so a film.
His vision could guide a cattle drive, is what it could guide. Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at. How about you?
Oh, I like movies, you know. I prefer the talkies, actually.
I like movies. I prefer the talkie.
Yeah, well.
All right, man. Well, thanks for that question that you really didn't want to ask.
Thank you. Good luck.
So you guys are asking me to spill my guts. You know, for a solid year, I've been on the air spilling my guts, and all I get from people that call in are all of these kind of tangential questions and facile sorts of inquiries. Why don't you guys tell me about yourself?
Well, just...
How come you guys are so tight-lipped? What is it with you Scandinavians that you're so tight? Why?
Well, we have so much to hide, actually.
Well, what is to hide?
The secrets of the universe are...
Well, come on. Some of us would like to be let in on some of this
stuff. Well, it all lies basically in the thought that you can harvest anything from the earth and nature gives to us.
Well, that's sexy.
Well, yeah.
The most talkative Minnesotan I ever met is Danny Flores standing in front of me, who's going to be a talk show host someday. Every time I walk in, Danny's got some story about... And so my friend Gretchen, the other day she came down with a flu, and all these spots came out, and the car went off the cliff. She's got a million stories. Wish I could just talk to Danny all night long.
Well, hey.
Tell us some stories, Danny. Really, you know, because you guys will call and you say, hey, Phil, we want to get the scoop on you, but every time I try to get the scoop out of you guys, you don't give me nothing. Just a scoop of, you know, it's a pooper scoop is what I get.
Well, a scoop of that's better than a scoop of nothing.
Because I noticed that when I start asking questions like, you know, are you married, what do you do for a living, everybody really slowly starts to tighten up, just like a kaleidoscope vortex closing.
Stop one my way there. Just delve into me.
Why
fluid.
Why do most Minnesotans never leave the state and live elsewhere?
Well, for one thing, it's safe, and...
So they're scared.
For another thing, there's an imaginary boundary, which we've had a key embedded in us by aliens, and we're not allowed to leave. It's kind of like an invisible fence animal type thing.
Well, all right. Now, why are you guys scared of leaving?
Well, the food's good. The women's is fine.
The women's is fine?
Women's day's fine, yeah.
What is this, Old Man River?
Well, hey,
I can't, you know...
Keep